The scourge of methamphetamine is something that has plagued not only our state, but much of the country now for several years, and it's been growing by leaps and bounds. Just for example, the number of labs shut down in Indiana over the last 5 years has increased by 750%. It's costing local communities tens of millions of dollars, and that doesn't include the human toll in terms of the damage to the users of meth and the consequences to their families and the diversion of services in local communities to combat this problem that could otherwise be used for other important social service needs. It's particularly heartbreaking when it comes to children, children of users of meth who are mistreated, abused, or abandoned altogether, and then have to be cared for by the taxpayers or by others. So this is a problem that has been growing. I've tried to help deal with it over the last few years by getting appropriations for our state police in terms of better equipment, better training to increase their capacity to deal with this problem. We've now concluded that we need a more comprehensive and aggressive approach. The official name of the bill is the Combating Meth Act. Its principal features are $15 million to local law enforcement to increase the capacity of our local law enforcement agents to identify these labs and to break them up. $5 million to local for more federal prosecutors and also training of local prosecutors in the provision of state and federal law when it comes to methamphetamine abuse. $5 million in grants to businesses and states, or states working with businesses who have reason to have inventories of this kind of product so that they can control their inventories and make sure that it's not being illegally diverted to the production of meth. And most importantly, the provision that's gotten the greatest attention, and rightfully so, is the restriction of sales on necessary ingredients to the production of meth. So having said all that, again, I think the passage of this, the chances of passage are very good given the strong support, bipartisan support, that's something that we're working with the president on. And it's just deeply troubling to me to see how quickly this has spread, beginning in some rural areas, but now to virtually every county in the state of Indiana. And something, a more aggressive, more comprehensive approach needs to be tried. And this act is an important step in that regard. So,